The final warm email prospecting strategy you're going to want to consider is that of tapping your network of personal and professional contacts with a very personalized email. When I coach new freelancers through the process of launching their businesses, this is one of the first strategies I have them implement, which is reaching out to people who already know and trust them. However, even if you've been in business as a freelancer for a while, this is something you may still want to consider. In fact, I hear from established freelancers all the time who finally decide to reach out to key personal and professional contacts, and they were blown away by the referrals and introductions they received as a result. So don't overlook the strategy because you may think that it would make you look like an amateur. I mean, on the contrary, this approach can help position you as a real professional, especially if your outreach emails are carefully crafted. Now, as you start reaching out to people in your network and going through your contact list, the first thing you want to kind of do, even if it's informally or in your head, is you want to divide your contacts into two groups. Group A would be people in your business, so meaning other freelancers, partners, colleagues, etc., people who understand what you do, people who are already in the business. And group B would be people outside your business, so personal friends, relatives, neighbors, people that you know through your church or other groups, that sort of thing. And the reason is that you'll use a very different message when contacting people who already know and understand your business, as opposed to people who don't really understand what you do or whom you do it for. So let's look at some examples. And in this first example, and as usual, all these examples are in your handout, let's say we're talking at a networking event with a lady by the name of Susan Penske. And you and Susan are friends, and in this last conversation with her, she happened to mention that she might know of a couple of people who could be good prospects for you. So you promised to follow up with her via email later that day or the next day and just send these people so you can get the information on these individuals and you can send them a warm email to see if your services make sense. So an email to Susan might look like this after that networking event. Subject line reads, "Great to reconnect. Hi, Susan. It was great to reconnect with you today at the CLA meeting. Happy to hear that you're off to such a great year. I'm writing to follow up on our conversation regarding the two contacts you mentioned in the healthcare industry who use freelancers. You mentioned Lori Davis and Ron Palmer. Can you forward me their information when you get a chance?" So Susan sent you the contact information for both individuals after you sent her this email, right? And let's say she not only sent them to you, but she also gave you permission to use her name when you contact these individuals. So now you turn around and then send the following email to each of these two individuals. Subject line reads, "Susan Penske sent me your way. Hi, Lori. I've known Susan Penske for a number of years. We both volunteer at the Publicity Club of Chicago. She recently mentioned that you use freelance designers from time to time. As a freelance designer, I work exclusively with healthcare practices. My clients include Midwest Health Specialist, VNA of Fox Valley, and Central DuPage Hospital. I also recently received a Gold Aster Award for the external newsletter I designed for Midwest Heart Specialist. Here's a link to a one sheet that explains more about what I do. You can also see samples of my work here. Would it make sense for us to connect? If so, please let me know when would be a good day and time to discuss." So notice that this is an email exchange among people who already know the business and are familiar with freelance designers and what they do. In fact, one of them, your prospect, already works with outside designers. You happen to know this from your friend. So the email can be very short and sweet. Let's look at another example. Subject line, "Your dad told me you're at Brighton now. Hi, Jim. I saw your dad at a funeral last week. He told me about your current position with Brighton Publishing. Congratulations. Since you and I talked several years ago at blank event, God has let me in new directions too. I went on leave from call to serve as a professional freelance copy editor, intertwining my passions for faith, church, and Bible, and excellent writing. I copy edit for interdenominational publishing companies, as well as editing Christian fiction and nonfiction for indie authors. I understand that most Brighton positions are on site in Kingsport. I also know that many publishers find it more economical to use freelance copy editors. Is this something Brighton has tried or considered? To give you a sense of my abilities, here's a link to some of my work. Would it make sense for us to reconnect by phone? If so, please let me know when I can give you a call." Okay, so in this example, your conversation with Jim's dad was probably a little different from the conversation you'd have with either an editor colleague or someone who works with editors directly, right? So in these situations, you typically have to explain what you do in layman's terms. That way, their referral source, which in this case is Jim's dad, and that conversation has obviously happened offline. We're not seeing what happened here. That way, this referral source can better understand and recall people who may be a good prospect for you. So in the example here that I've just given you, that conversation took place in person. We didn't see what it was like, but we can kind of make some assumptions about what happened. But let's say you have to do it via email, right, instead of over the phone. Well, you'd have to simplify your value statement explanation so that Jim's dad, who in this case was a person who referred you to his son, would understand who would be a good prospect for you. So this next example, it's a completely different situation, but it's the type of email you would use when reaching out to someone who is not in the business. And what you need to do is explain enough about what you do and who would be a good prospect for you so they can better figure out if there's someone in their network who could use your services. If they can possibly refer you to someone who could benefit from your services. So the subject line might read, an update. And again, this is in your handout. Hi, Joe. It's been a while since we connected. I hope you, Amanda, and the kids are doing well. Last time we met for lunch, your oldest son was about to leave for college. I hope that went well and that he's adjusting nicely to college life at Georgia. I'm writing because I've recently launched a commercial writing business, and I was curious if someone in your professional network could potentially benefit from my services. Content marketing has gone mainstream, yet companies are stretched thin and can't handle most of their content writing in-house. I can fill that need in an affordable way, whether it's website content or sales collateral, articles, reports, white papers, or virtually any type of marketing content. My ideal prospect is a business that sells something new, expensive, or complex. Those are the factors that typically require lots of marketing and sales content. Here's a link to my website where I have additional information. If you think of someone who meets this criteria, would you be willing to make a short email introduction? I assure you that I will treat anyone you send my way with the utmost respect and courtesy. Thanks in advance, Joe. And don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions. Either way, let's catch up soon. I'd love to buy you lunch if you're available sometime over the next couple of weeks. So you'll notice that this example, which we used in module 4, by the way, actually module 3, you'll notice that it's geared towards someone who, again, may not fully understand what you do for a living. And because of that, and because of the type of relationship this person has with the recipient, note that it's longer than most of the examples in this program, but I think it makes sense in this situation to go a little bit deeper and to explain it in simpler terms. When you do it that way, you increase the chances that the person will think of someone. Again, you have to adjust this message to the person that you're sending it to, obviously. And this is probably, even then, a longer example than what you would typically use, but I wanted to show you where you can take this so you have a better idea of how you could use it. So here's another example. Subject line reads, staying in touch. Hi, Greg. You may remember me from Alteris and Semantic when I worked in product marketing. These days, I'm helping technology companies create content marketing strategies that engage buyers and help them stand out in crowded markets. Since SageSoft also helps technology companies, I wanted to reach out to see if there might be opportunities to work together. Quite a few of our former Alteris and Semantic colleagues have hired me to build their content marketing strategies. In fact, I recently helped Matrix 21 with a thought leadership research report. Here's what their marketing VP said. The most effective lead generation program for the U.S. we have ever done as a company. Very satisfied. Karen knows what she's doing and is a pleasure to work with. You can check out my other LinkedIn recommendations at, and there's a link, would it make sense for us to chat soon? If so, please let me know a good day and time to discuss. All right, let's look at one more example. Subject line reads, Grant Lewis suggested I contact you. Hi, Steve. Grant described a dip that your brand credibility took after your sales expanded into mainstream stores. I'm writing because I help apparel brands refresh your identity and image through branded graphic design and communication campaigns. I recently helped ABC Footwear strengthen their FlexSole shoe market position in Europe and Asia through an in-store campaign. I also helped LC Fashion move up one step in the fashion ladder by repositioning and refreshing their visual identity. Here's a link to my partner's website describing our process for LC Fashion. Would it make sense for us to connect? So this is yet another example of a networking warm email that leverages one of your relationships, and it's one that we used in Module 3. Again, the idea here with this strategy is to leverage your contacts as best as you can. there's hidden gold in our relationships. And I found that many freelancers are too shy or afraid to leverage them more. And as you saw from the examples here, the examples in the referral seeker and networker lessons in module 3, when done right, when done professionally, you'll find that your contacts will be more than willing to help you out. So don't discount this as an opportunity to drum up great leads by leveraging your relationships.